The real challenge will be for guitarists to capture the spirit of Julian Bream.
I've had a lovely, that's the wrong word, a very interesting career. And I've enjoyed it immensely.
So have lots of other people.
Well, I hope so. But I hope I gave some pleasure. Pleasure is a very important item for me. You know, and that's what the guitar is good at, you see. It's not really an incredibly sort of intellectual instrument, although it is capable of being, as the Britten piece so describes, but it's the pleasure, and that's an important thing, because we're all a bit earnest, too earnest.
Come Heavy Sleep was presented by Tom McKinney and produced by Joe Meek. It was a Spark Lab production for BBC Radio 3.
Mozart, Rachmaninoff and an All Verdi anniversary programme at the BBC Proms. Two concerts from Sir Antonio Pappano and the Orchestra of the Academy of Santa Cecilia. The ceremonial fizz and pomp of Mozart's Haffner Symphony and the melancholy and high drama of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2 on Friday night, and a celebration of the bicentenary of Giuseppe Verdi on Saturday. Two BBC Proms concerts with Sir Antonio Pappano starting Friday night at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a little after 1 o'clock, and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. The Chief Constable of Northern Ireland, Matt Bagot, has condemned last night's rioting by loyalists in Belfast as shameful and disgraceful. 32 police officers were injured in the violence, which broke out after loyalists were banned from marching on a section of road in the nationalist Ardoyne area. A further 400 police officers from other forces in the UK will arrive in Northern Ireland to help prevent further disorder. The French rail company SNCF has said yesterday's fatal crash at a station just south of Paris was caused by a technical fault. A piece of metal connecting two rails had become detached, causing the train to derail. At least 6 people were killed and many more were injured when the train crashed into a station platform. A bomb has killed at least 38 people in a cafe in Kirkuk in northern Iraq. The attack happened as large numbers of people gathered to mark the end of the Ramadan fast. Religious leaders have appealed for calm following an explosion at a mosque in Tipton in the West Midlands yesterday. No one was injured. Police are treating the incident as an act of terrorism. MPs have warned that the backlog of immigration and asylum cases has grown to more than 500,000 and will take almost 4 decades to clear. The government says it's in a better position to deal with the problem after splitting the UK border agency into 2 new divisions. Police in Devon have launched an investigation after discovering the bodies of a mother and her 2 children. The 24-year-old woman and her 5-year-old son fell from rocks on Dartmoor. A 2-year-old boy was later found dead at the family's home in Paignton. 42 short-haul flights have been cancelled from Heathrow after a fire on an empty Boeing Dreamliner yesterday. Most passengers were put on alternative flights. All 787 Dreamliners were grounded earlier this year because of battery problems. And the weather, a hot and sunny day across the southern half of the UK with highs of 32 Celsius. However, there is a risk of isolated thundery downpours in central and eastern parts during the afternoon. BBC News and Weather at 1:05. And time now for the Early Music Show. The first of two programmes this weekend recorded at the 2013 York Early Music Festival. Here's Catherine Bott.
Hello. The composer and violin virtuoso Arcangelo Corelli is one of the most important musicians in Rome's musical history. He was called the Orpheus of our age. He was born in 1653 and died in 1713, 300 years ago. So both this weekend's early music shows are filled with his music, recorded at two concerts given by exciting Italian ensembles in the 2013 York Early Music Festival. We're not just going to hear music by Corelli. It's all too easy to imagine great composers existing in some kind of vacuum of genius, but in truth, every gifted composer is influenced to a certain extent by others. Violinist Riccardo Minasi and his group Musica Antica Roma called their York programme Approaching Corelli to emphasise the fact that Corelli's music did not just appear out of the blue. They began with a trio sonata by the Roman composer, lutenist and diplomat Lelio Colista, born in 1629, and then an anonymous Ballo della Regina, Dance for the Queen.
Thank you.
an anonymous dance, and before it, a sonata by Lelio Colista, a mainstay of mid-17th century Roman musical life and a probable influence on Corelli, played by Musica Antica Roma, directed from the violin by Riccardo Minasi. The group's already making quite an impact. When Riccardo and I talked after the concert, he told me how it all began.
We started in 2007. It was actually, at the beginning, the group was formed as a trio with a cello and an harpsichord. Originally, we were me, Marco Ceccato, the cello, and Giulia Nuti. Now the group is in, I have to say, in a moment of crisis because Marco Ceccato is starting a very nice activity as a soloist, and Giulia Nuti had his third baby. She's teaching a lot, she's playing a lot of solos, concertos. So, and at the same time, last year I founded another group called Il Pomodoro, in which I have to say, putting the biggest part of my energies. I'm keeping on still the activity of Musica Antica Roma because it's allowing me to discover a part of repertoire that I love that I cannot do with other groups. So.
Well, let's not call it a crisis. Let us call it an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like that. Let's put it like that. Yeah.
And your program here in York, obviously Corelli is a very important figure, but most excitingly, you've explored some other composers about whom I know almost nothing.
Yeah.
Is everybody like me?
They were pretty known at the time. Lelio Colista was an important lute player in Rome. He was already a big star when Corelli came, when he was pretty young, from Bologna. And Simonelli was his teacher, was the teacher of Corelli in Rome. He's a very important figure. He's one of the most important connections between the school of Palestrina, Anerio, and then the school of Corelli, and all the other composers. I think it's a music that I love really much. All composers that were active around the place where I live, actually, in the Quartiere Parione in Rome. They were all active there. During the 17th century, it was a very volcanic source of inspiration for the musicians. We have the Palazzo della Cancelleria, where Cardinal Ottoboni was active there, where was performed the premiere of Il Trionfo del Tempo di Disinganno by Handel. Around the corner, there's l'Oratorio del Santissimo Crocefisso, where Simonelli and Mannelli and all these composers were active. San Giovanni dei Fiorentini, where Stradella was active a lot. All around, we can say, around 1 kilometer squared.
So when you walk to the supermarket or to a rehearsal, are you conscious of this history around you?
Me, yes. I don't know if the biggest part of the Italians are as well conscious about that, but yeah. You know, in the eternal city, in this city, we have this, how do you say, heavy...
a weight of history.
Yes, background of history that is graving under our heads.
Riccardo Minasi taking an intelligent interest in putting Corelli's music into context. The next music we're going to hear is by Carlo Mannelli, born in 1640. Mannelli began his career as a singer, but in his 20s he became a violin teacher, and later in life he played in performances of cantatas and oratorios at the court of that most cultured of ecclesiastical patrons, Cardinal Pietro Ottoboni. He published at least 3 collections of violin music, one of which has an instructive preface addressed to the violinist reader and is full of technical tips and hints. This is his Sinfonia in A minor for solo violin and continuo.
Thank you.
violinist Riccardo Minasi playing Manelli's Sinfonia in A minor. Manelli's music is well worth hearing, but he remains a rather shadowy figure. Talking of shadows leads nicely to the next music, by a composer who ended his life in a dark alley, the victim, possibly, of a contract killing. Alessandro Stradella was born in 1639, which makes him 14 years older than Corelli, and his precocious talent as a composer was spotted by the musical power brokers of Rome before he was 20. His sacred oratorios and his impassioned secular cantatas were greatly admired, but his debauched way of life and an unwise attempt, along with fellow composer Carlo Ambrogio Lonati, to embezzle church funds, soon made him enemies. In the end, he was quietly moved out of Rome to a cushy job as music teacher to the mistress of a Venetian grandee. Another unwise move in hindsight, he began an affair with the lady and ended up in Genoa at the wrong end of an assassin's stiletto. His music, like his short life, is never dull. This is his Trio Sonata in A minor.
Thank you.
Musica Antica Roma in concert at the 2013 York Early Music Festival, playing a trio sonata by Stradella. Stradella's partner in crime in that little matter of embezzlement was Carlo Ambrogio Lunati, who was known as the Hunchback of the Violin, and in an enterprising career, crime capers apart, he worked in Rome for the exiled Queen Christina of Sweden and created the comic role of the humpbacked page in Pasquini's opera L'Alcasta. His ability to sing and play the violin on stage was, as people now say, his USP. We're going to hear a trio of pieces by Roman composers now. In the middle, Lonati's Partite in G major, probably first played by Corelli himself, and to end, a sonata by Colista. But first, a sinfonia by Matteo Simonelli, the oldest of the composers in this concert, born in 1618. He was a chorister in the Cappella Giulia and a pupil of Allegri, and he grew up to teach the young Arcangelo Corelli.
Thank you.
Music by Colista, and before that by Simonelli and Lonati, three important figures in the Roman musical world that gave birth to Corelli. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and the first of two programmes marking the 300th anniversary of the death of a composer called the Divine Arcangelo, Corelli. Bernardo Pasquini was not a native Roman. He was born in Ferrara, but he came to Rome in the 1650s, first to work as a church organist and then joining the Borghese family as their chamber harpsichordist, a job for life, which enabled him to work for all the greatest patrons of the arts in the city, including Cardinals Ottoboni and Pamfili and Queen Christina of Sweden. He was one of the first musicians to be accepted into the prestigious Arcadian Academy, along with Alessandro Scarlatti and Arcangelo Corelli. Here's Pasquini's Toccata for solo harpsichord, played by Luca Oberti, followed by a sonata by Manelli, which has the affectionate title La Pasquini.
Thank you.
Musica Antica Roma, directed by Riccardo Minasi, playing music by Pasquini and Manelli. And now is a good moment to mention all the names of this stylish young ensemble. First violin is, of course, founder director Riccardo Minasi, partnered by Zefira Valova. The continuo team is cellist Lea Rahel Bader, the oboe player Simone Vallerotonda, and harpsichordist Luca Oberti. You'll remember that Musica Antica Roma called their programme Approaching Corelli. And if you're wondering when they're going to reach their destination, the answer is very shortly. One more sinfonia by Matteo Simonelli, his teacher, and then Corelli's Trio Sonata in D minor, dedicated to his friend and patron, Cardinal Ottoboni.
Thank you.
a sinfonia by Simonelli, and finally a sonata by Corelli himself, played by Musica Antica Roma. The divine Arcangelo's blazing talent brought him a distinguished career in late 17th century Rome, but right from the very first time we hear of him as a back-desk violinist in 1675, he's in good company. That orchestra was co-led by Lonati and Manelli, and Colista was the lutenist. More music by Corelli from the 2013 York Early Music Festival in tomorrow's programme, when another Italian ensemble, La Risonanza, offer a tempting Corelli-based programme with two singers, violins and continuo. But he only wrote instrumental music, didn't he? Join me tomorrow lunchtime to find out about voicing Corelli.
That was Catherine Bott, and full details of the music featured in today's Early Music Show, which was recorded at this year's York Early Music Festival, can be found on the Radio 3 website.
Original British drama on BBC Two.
When you get to the edge of the universe, what's there? What's so scary?
A lost little girl with a secret growing inside.
I think I know what Tui was trying to tell me.
Sometimes to find someone else, first you must find yourself.
Maybe once in your career a case comes along that fits so tightly that you can't let go. Everything around starts to be a sign.
From the Academy Award winner Jane Campion, Top of the Lake, starts tonight at 9:10 on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
This is BBC Radio 3. Now time for another chance to hear last Monday's live Wigmore Hall concert. The presenter is Fiona Talkington.
And with today's concert, we come to the end of another season of Radio 3 Monday Lunchtime Concerts from Wigmore Hall. And we break up for the summer with two former members of Radio 3's New Generation Artists Scheme, now leading performers of their generation, the violinist Ty Murray and the pianist Ashley Wass. They've chosen two dramatic and colourful pieces, Schumann's mammoth D minor violin sonata in the second half of the concert, and to begin, music by Szymanowski, his three-movement piece called Myths. Szymanowski's long-standing friend, the violinist Paweł Kochanski, was the inspiration behind the music, someone who inspired the composer to really explore the violin, not just technically, but in terms of sound and colour too. The piano's opening cascades of falling water set the scene for the first movement, The Fountains of Arethusa. But it soon becomes a beautifully textured duo, creating the atmosphere for the myth of the nymph Arethusa, who's transformed by Artemis into a fountain to try and hide, rather unsuccessfully, from the river god Alpheus. In Narcissus, the second movement, the beauty of the calmer waters beckon the violin to draw and sketch beguiling lines and harmonies. And in the final myth, Dryads and Pan, the wind blows through the trees and the wood nymphs dance before we hear the somewhat sinister appearance of Pan. And applause now for Ty Murray and Ashley Wass coming onto the stage here at Wigmore Hall today to begin their concert with Myths by Szymanowski.